When the man did not stand right off, Zirid pulled him roughly to his feet. Vrath groaned with pain.
Easy there, Marine. Pain meds now, yeah?
He sounded doubtful.
Walk, Zirid said.
To where?
Zirid stuck the GH-22 in his back.
Move!
Reluctantly, Vrath let Zirid push him through the corridors of the ship. The man moved slowly, as if he knew Zirid's intent, and Zirid had to push him along. A few turns, a few corridors, and Zirid saw an airlock door. He steered Vrath to it, stopped before it.
Turn around.
Vrath did. His face was blotchy, but whether from the beating or from fear, Zirid could not tell.
This is about your daughter, yeah? Well, I already told my people, Kor. They already know.
Zirid heard the high pitch of a lie in Vrath's tone.
A lie? You already told me you didn't. You said not yet.
He moved Vrath out of the way with the blaster and activated the internal doors on the airlock. They unsealed and slid open with a hiss. A red light set into the ceiling lit up and began to spin. Zirid showed him the blaster.
You want this?
He nodded at the airlock.
Or that?
Vrath looked at the weapon, the airlock, swallowed hard.
It doesn't have to go this way, Kor. I won't tell anyone about you or your family. You can even keep the ship.
I can't take that chance.
Vrath tried to smile, but it looked like a death grimace.
Come on, Kor. If I say I won't talk, I won't talk. I'm nothing if not a man of my word.
Zirid thought of the promise he'd made to Nat, that he'd take no unnecessary chances.
Yeah, me too.
Desperation crept into Vrath's voice. He shifted on his feet.
You have to bear this, Kor. This'll make you a murderer. Kill a man with his own weapon. You want that weight?
Zirid knew what he was doing, or at least he thought so.
I can carry it, and I don't need a lecture about murder from a skulker.
Fear made Vrath's eyes water.
That was war, Kor. Think about it. Think hard.
I have. Pick, or I pick for you. Just another number, right?
Vrath stared into Zirid's face. Maybe he saw the blankness, the resolve.
To hell with you, Kor! To hell with you!
Zirid pushed him into the airlock.
I could have killed her, Kor. Both of them. Back at the park on Volta. You know I could have, but I didn't.
No,
Zirid said.
You didn't.
He activated the seal, and the door started to close.
I wish I had killed them now! I wish I had!
Zirid stopped the door, a sudden flash of anger rekindling his strength. He reached into the airlock and grabbed Vrath by the shirt, shook him.
If you had harmed her, this would be coming to you with a sharp blade and a slow touch. You hear me, Skulker? Do you?
He kicked Vrath in the stomach, doubling the man over with the blow, while Vrath gasped for breath. Zirid reactivated the door, and it sealed shut. Vrath stared at him through the tiny transparasteel window, all wild eyes, snarls, and teeth. Zirid hit the button to evacuate the airlock. The warning alarm wailed. He gave one more glance at Vrath, saw the fear there, then he turned and walked back toward the cockpit. Murderer. That's what he was. The siren stopped, and he felt a soft rumble as the external airlock door opened. A pit opened in his stomach. Emotion, nameless and raw, caused his eyes to water. He wiped them clear. He was a murderer, and he felt heavy already. But he would carry it. For Nat. For Era. He'd expected he'd carry it for the rest of his life, and the weight would never diminish. He'd killed men before, but not like that. Not like he killed Vrath. For the first time, he understood. Really understood why Eren had returned to Coruscant.